Alrighty, it is film watching time. Let's call it 3M Tape, a tape session with Pete Bursich, former coach and player for the Minnesota Vikings, current Vikings Radio Network analyst. Monday night, Vikings and Giants take off at 7:30. From 2005, when you were a linebackers coach with the Vikings, through last year, as you analyzed it on the Vikings Radio Network, Eli Manning has 5 touchdowns and 14 interceptions against the Vikings.
Manning, play action. By Hairston, it's intercepted. Why wouldn't it be? Picked off by the captain. Almost ran it all the way back for a second pick six. So a total disaster here for the Giants.
He's a 2-time Super Bowl MVP. We know he's a good quarterback. Why is he always terrible against the Vikings?
Eli throws interceptions, I think, for 2 main reasons. 1, when he's under duress. And 2, if he has a pre-snap read or pre-snap key and he thinks the ball should be going to this receiver, he throws it to that receiver no matter what. He sees A and B, you got to throw it to C, and he just throws it that way no matter what, even if the guy's covered. But if he assumes something's going to happen, he just throws that football, and I think that's what gets him in trouble.
Let's hope his favorite receivers Monday night are Terrence Newman, Xavier Rhodes, Captain Munnerlyn, Harrison Smith, Trey Waynes, and everybody else. 3M Tape, let's take a peek.
Yeah, Odell Beckham Jr. is, despite him being in the media and the news, he's their biggest weapon. And if Manning loves to go to somebody, it's going to be Beckham. Now, what Beckham can do is he can get off of press coverage. You can see him up on top.
Yeah.
They roll him up. But watch right about there. He gives it a little shoulder nod. And these are the little details that wide receivers can do. It's not all about the speed. But he gives him that little head nod, the DB, to make him think he's running maybe something else. But that's how he gets that separation. By the time the ball is delivered,
holy cow,
he has a whole yard, and then he's just turning on the Jets, and he almost gets it in the end zone.
Wow.
So it's the little things during the route running that he does so well that come up. And he's also definitely a hard guy to tackle. So a lot of times what defenses will want to do is they'll want to roll up a corner, jam a wide receiver at the line of scrimmage, and then you have a halo over the top of your
halo?
Head. You have a safety that's going to protect you deep.
Great Beyonce
song. So what happens
song.
Is Norman gets him, but now Norman converts inside, thinking that he's gonna work on some type of inside route. But you'll see on Beckham, he's so good.
Holy cow!
He makes that turn and look at the separation that he creates between he and the corner and then the safety. So they have no chance of defending this play, and boom! Now
should have been Josh Norman crying after the game.
on the next couple plays. What he can do after he makes the catch. Look at a simple hitch on the outside. You're getting 3 deep. You have one of the best corners in the league covering him one-on-one. Comes back, makes the move, spin.
He's killing him.
And look at that. He's able to stay inbounds, cut back. That's 3 Redskins that miss him.
Yeah.
The 5th guy finally brings him down. So that's an extra 20 yards at the end of the play on a really, let's face it, a nondescript play that should have been dead on the sideline. You see, this should be a catch tackle right here. Whoop, and he goes to the short side of the field.
And you started with the fact that Eli's pass was super high.
Exactly.
So he had to bring in a tough pass.
Exactly, and then the 2 guys pursuing. This is the thing. You got to be inside out to him. They assume that, we'll squeeze him between the sideline. He'll take the easy way out. Nope. There it is, 10, 15, about 17 extra yards that he gets on that reception just because of the fact that he's smart. Now, let's get into what we've done and what the Vikings have done. There have been two main themes, I think, with Eli Manning and interceptions. 1 is pressure.
And Eli gets jostled, but gets it away, and then it's tipped and it's intercepted. The Vikings have it. Sendejo back to the 45-yard line.
He doesn't like pressure coming up the middle, and you don't necessarily even have to sack him. You just have to get him off balance. You can see Sharif Floyd with an unbelievable get off the ball right here. As soon as that ball moves, he's already in the backfield. There's that pressure. Eli, stumbling, he gets up and just throws it underneath, and a great job there by Xavier Rhodes to get underneath it, bop it up, and there he is. You're getting this up in front. You're making him move, and then he's throwing that ball. He's not stepping into the throw. He's just throwing that all arm. The ball doesn't hit the target right. Sendejo is able to pick up the deflection. One of the things that he likes to do, or like I said before, he'll plan on throwing the ball somewhere, and if the guy's there, he's going to throw it no matter what. In this
terrible
case,
pass.
He wants to throw it outside. You get a little bit of bull rush from Brian Robinson there.
Yep.
So again, he's not stepping into the throw. He's throwing it, kind of slinging it with all arm, and the ball sails. And then Hitman Harry's right there to make the interception. So I mean, you'll see a very good example right here. There's no one even really close to him. But he doesn't want to follow through all the way. He's afraid of the helmets. He's afraid of the ball. And look at the spiral. That's a duck. It's a duck if I've ever seen one.
Billy Kilmer.
It sails. and allows Harrison Smith to come in and just intercept it.
Third and long, intercepted at the 35-yard line. Harrison Smith down the sideline to the end zone, touchdown.
Another example of Eli forcing the throw. You watch the tight end at the bottom of the screen. He'll run up, try to get underneath on this post, and he's very well covered. But Eli knows, he sees that. He thinks, he knows that that's the route that's coming open. It's an unbelievable catch by the defensive back. But see, Eli knows what's going on, and he already has it in his mind where he wants to throw it. Look at that. He just throws it where he thinks that the receiver's supposed to go, and you get a really good pick out of it. So
very nice.
Same thing here with the blitz. You'll see the backers come up. He automatically assumes that this running back here is going to open it up and come underneath and be wide open. And he's right, but you know who else knows that is a linebacker, and yep. He throws it anyway. But he feels that pressure. He feels that pressure in the pocket all around him, lets it go, and he gets intercepted. So the two key things, number one, is to get pressure on him and get him early. We've done well historically against quarterbacks who don't scramble. Eli Manning does not scramble. When we have guys that stay in the pocket, the Vikings have always done real well. Number two, if he makes up his mind to throw the football, don't be surprised if it's a DB standing right there in front of the wide receiver.